T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us on the line right now, Erie County Legislator Kevin Hardwick. Lots to unpack. Kevin, yesterday, the state kind of circling back and saying that, hey, you have a license plate that's older than 10 years. You can still read it. You should still be able to keep it. We're working on that whole thing as it's going on right now. The legislature last week in Erie County here was talking about that measure a little bit. How do you see this? Is this a win for everyone who has a car in New York State?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, the license plates that do need to be replaced will be need to be replaced, but if they're defective, the state should pick up for the cost for that. Now, obviously, someone has to pay for it. I personally would rather that come out of general tax revenue because that is heavy on income tax. Who pays the income tax in New York State? Well, that's the people downstate. The people without the cars, because they take the subway, which is heavily subsidized by those of us in the rest of the state anyway. So, yeah, I do think this is a win for those of us in Western New York, especially of those of us who drive a lot.
How do you see this for Governor Cuomo as a defeat?
Well, you know, you can't have too many of those. But my guess is he's lucky. He just got reelected last year. He's got, I'm sure there will be other defeats between now and then and other things we'll be talking about at election time. As long as this doesn't resurface, I don't think this will be an issue for him next time around.
You know, is this an issue that maybe highlights some of the confusion or conflicts in state government? Because it seems like over the past week you had an unpopular plan that was being pushed through. At times this week, you had the governor saying, no, it's going to go through, while people on his staff were saying, no, we weeks ago were talking about you don't really need a plate. Meanwhile, nobody seems to really know when you need to get a new plate, when you're going to be forced to get a new plate, and how this law was made in the first place. It kind of highlights a lot of what might be wrong or at least confusing with state government.
Yeah, that's a great observation, Brian, and I'm not sure I can add anything to it. You've laid it out pretty well.
Let's move on to windmills. The legislature today is going to be bringing this up in committee. Is that right?
It is. It's in fact, we've got like 8 or 10 speakers coming in. It's gonna be quite the hearing today.
What are you expecting to hear and learn? It's something that also is being brought up on a statewide level, a moratorium of sorts on these windmills. What are you looking to hear?
Well, I think we're going to hear facts from both sides. I think the folks that are opposed to windmills, placing windmills in Lake Erie, are going to be presenting their side. Folks on the other side, headed by, I think, the Sierra Club, are going to be talking about the need for alternative sources of energy. And although some people may not want windmills in Lake Erie, it may be something that they view anyway as necessary. And I think we need to listen to both sides. I'm not sure we need to ban this project or this that project outright before hearing all the facts. I think the resolution, the one that's before the county legislature, seeks to do that. It just says we don't want to talk. There's an editorial in the Buffalo News this morning that comes down in favor of having the conversation and opposing this resolution that's before us, which would just ban it before we have any conversation.
Well, ultimately, who would be deciding whether or not there should be a moratorium? Would it be at your level, the county legislature, or would it be the state legislature?
It would not be the Erie County Legislature. We don't own Lake Erie. It would most likely be the state, although the federal government has a say in this also. As you know, a while back, Congressman Collins came out and said that the military is opposed to the windmills because they somehow mess up the radar. I think we need to hear more about that. We just can't take it at face value. We need to investigate that.
It's a kind of a back and forth that's been going on for years. I mean, I can remember 5 years ago talking about windmill projects that were opposed by people.
Yeah, and they were, well, and a lot of originally many of the windmills on land were opposed by people, and this is taking it one step further, and we're talking about, you know, windmills in Lake Erie.
Even on Lake Ontario, a lot of homeowners there, that discussion has been going on for years and still not resolved. Kevin, thanks for the time this morning.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
That's Erie County legislator Kevin Hardwick, also a political science professor at Canisius College.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.